Thank you, Mr. Chair. I only have a very short intervention that will probably last around 4 to 5 minutes. So if our interpreters would be in a position to... Thank you.
Yes, they are.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I thank you for the space that you provided for us to consider the thoughtful proposals that have been submitted. This discussion is essential for us to engage more meaningfully on your draft report, particularly in the consideration of our conclusions and recommendations. I thank the delegations that have provided constructive comments on the joint proposal for a draft Protocol 6 from a group of 10 countries. While this proposal lists 10 co-sponsors at this point, its premise has support from a far bigger majority of delegations, including those of the non-aligned movement. This afternoon, we heard expressions of positive disposition towards a legally binding instrument containing prohibitions and regulations, particularly from NAM delegations, the duo of Chile, Mexico, the Netherlands, and Switzerland. In the context of the CCW, a legally binding instrument comes in the form of a protocol. I thank the delegations that welcome the draft protocol's emphasis on meaningful human control. The differences in preferences with regard to the characterization of this concept, the formulation of appropriate human involvement proposed by Canada, the infusion of moral and legal elements in the meaning of meaningful human control proposed by Palestine, and the concerns expressed by Switzerland with regard to the link between meaningful human control and compliance with IHL deserve thorough consideration. My delegation notes Palestine's suggestion to include prohibition of anti-personnel autonomous weapon systems. While this suggestion requires further bridging with the positions of many other delegations, it should be noted that there is growing support behind it, particularly during the GGE cycle last year. We thank Canada's positive response to the draft protocol and note its concern that it might not be feasible to negotiate on this protocol. As Argentina stated in our joint statement this morning, however, we do not propose to negotiate on this draft within this year's cycle, but in the next one. We believe that it is totally feasible to negotiate a protocol within the context of the CCW, particularly if one takes into account the convention's rules. Our draft, which puts together elements of general convergences among the positions of GGE delegations, intends to demonstrate that we have enough elements to start negotiations. As Cuba and Venezuela said, our draft provides the framework for us to further crystallize these emerging convergences. We hope to work with delegations to improve this draft further. Mr. Chair, this draft Protocol 6 must be appreciated in conjunction with the roadmap that we proposed during the first session. The said roadmap proposes feasible working method that raises the level of ambition for the outcome of the GGE's work. This working method consists of three steps. First, recall the minimum level of understanding as reflected in the signpost document that 23 states submitted in the first session. Second, based on this minimum level of understanding, recognize a set of common ground in this year's GGE report. And third, recommend a mandate that would take this work forward. In our opinion, this mandate should require the negotiation of a legally binding instrument. As many delegations, including Japan this morning, recognized, this three-step working method could be useful and does not preclude considerations on other proposals presented this year. Similarly, the structure of our draft Protocol 6 is likewise conducive to the consideration of other positions with regard to the definition of loss or meaningful human control, including those contained in China's proposal, the need for further measures on regulations, including the proposed IHL-based voluntary measures jointly proposed by Australia, Canada, Japan, the ROK, and the UK, and the US, as well as the voluntary measures contemplated in the document presented by Russia. It is also conducive to the consideration of the two-tier approach that appears to be gathering momentum. During the course of our discussion on the draft report, we will engage actively on the conclusions and recommendations, having this in mind. I thank you, Mr. Chair. And I thank the interpreters for their patience.